My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch, from the best bets to the sneaky underdogs. And of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket. Follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
For the Mets, they've lost now four in a row. Another just absolutely abysmal starting pitching performance, this time by Paul Blackburn, a guy that was acquired right prior to the trade deadline, who was going against his old team, and he got slapped around early and often. The Mets now are in the midst, like I said, of a four-game losing streak. The frustrating thing about them, I think their high watermark would be six games over 500.
Seven
games over 500. And you thought maybe, just maybe. And, you know, and the Phillies have lost four in a row.
Yeah.
And the Mets are still only eight games behind them. I say only. But if the Mets could have been halfway decent over the last couple of weeks, and I know that they had the 10-game road trip. I know all of that. And last night was a disaster game against a team that is not going anywhere, that sold off a lot of its players. But, you know, that's the kind of performance that frustrates Met fans. And, you know, Blackburn heard it last night.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, and rightfully so, because, you know, it's not his fault. He just got here.
Yeah, I mean, he's going up against his former team, too. It's just something that, I mean, I don't know if there's emotions involved there, whatever.
Of course there is.
The whole Blackburn revenge game didn't really work out for him or the Mets. Now, the Met fan on social media these days is almost as sensitive as any other fan base that's out there. And I grew up a Mets fan. We know that. I still remain a Mets fan. My passion for the Mets probably peaked around, you know, 2006, 2007, right around that area. I don't know if I'll ever get back there, but I still want to see this team win. I still love this team. I said a couple of weeks ago when they were in the middle of this winning streak that I still, because of the flaws that they had, was not a full believer in this team. I got absolutely roasted by these Mets fans.
I know.
How can you be so negative with this team? It's, oh my God. What type of loser are you? And I was like, hold on. It's not that I'm not enjoying it. I'm enjoying it. And the fact that they thrust themselves back into the conversation was great, because there was a point where I thought this team was going to be dead in July and August and September. We'd have nothing to talk about. But just the way that they were hitting did not seem sustainable for me. We do understand that their bullpen, albeit better since some additions, still had stinks. And the starting rotation guys have been overachieving for a majority of the year. So it just,
key guys are hurt.
Right. And once Senga came back and was gone, was another reason why I was like, I'm sorry, but there's so many teams jammed up there. So I'm not surprised they're on this little bit of a losing streak here. I've stayed steadfast that I don't think they're going to make the playoffs, and it's going to be really interesting.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.